Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. CultureCon Sioux Falls 2019 intends to revolutionize the definition and expectations of organizational culture. Workplace culture is at the core of CultureCon with a full schedule of workshops and speakers. The event takes place next Tuesday at the Sioux Falls Convention Center. Now, two of the speakers join us this morning on In the Moment. Vani Harari is a frequent guest here, and along with his colleague Tamian Dysart, Harari founded Think3D in Sioux Falls. It's an organization that works with employers and employees to improve workplace culture so that all can thrive. Welcome back, Vani.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Also joining us on the phone, Jennifer Reese, Chief Employee Experience Officer at the First National Bank in Sioux Falls. Reese's experience is in leadership, coaching, and consulting, and she's responsible for the oversight and execution of the bank's employee experience function. Jen, welcome to In the Moment.
Hello. Thank you for allowing me to be with you today.
All right. Vani, let's start with you, because I was telling you before we turn the microphones on that every time you come to visit In the Moment, you know, we're all excited for, like, you know, we all work a little harder and more effectively for a few days after you're here. Tell us about just kind of keeping culture front and center, because it does, yeah. I mean, from an experiential standpoint, I can say that works here on a micro level. How does it work, you know, in a more intentional level in a business?
It's hard to do, right? Because when you get in your inbox or you get into doing the work, it's just so easy to get dug in on the work and not really think about those things that develop the relationships and the culture. It can be hard. And there's a lot of things that go into it in terms of keeping it to the forefront. One, having somebody that's kind of focused on it, right? Culture is always everyone's responsibility, but usually it needs to be someone's focus, right? Someone that's keeping up on those things. And then there's little things, like, for instance, with my wife sometimes. I'm not always the most thoughtful person, so sometimes I would literally go into my calendar and randomly pick dates and say thank you, or send flowers, or whatever. And people might look at that and say, well, you had to use your calendar. So what? She got the flowers, I sent them, she's happy, I'm happy. We're happy, right?
Right.
And so sometimes people confuse that for being disingenuous by being intentional, right? And it's just important to be intentional. Put things in the calendar to say, how are we checking up on this after 2 weeks, or 30 days, or 90 days, or whatever? How are we holding ourselves accountable and putting in those measures so when a certain amount of time passes, you step back, you look at it objectively, and you say, have we moved this forward? Because what we can really expect is progress. Everything is not going to change in a day, but as long as you're progressing, things are getting better, and that's the basis of being happy.
So we just feel if we get a little crabby, we'll just look at each other and say, it's time to book Vani again.
Absolutely. And I will come every time. I will come every time.
And Jen, this is something that you're living and breathing on a daily basis. What do you want to add to what Vani just said there about sort of the intentionality, not only from people on a team, but from an organizational standpoint?
Well, I do believe that culture is absolutely a strategic imperative, and it's no longer just a nice to have. We create the culture that we want to live in and build the leaders that we believe in by being intentional and deliberate, as Vani had mentioned. And I really think it's a matter of creating those champions and clearing the path to allow them to experience that feeling that culture brings, to excite and ignite the impacts that will follow through having a foundation of knowing what it means when we say every leader is required to lead. That's just a part of our culture, and everyone is a leader of their life. So choosing to be victorious through creating the culture that you want and desire to be a part of, it doesn't go without an everyday push on the flywheel to make it happen.
Hmm. All right, so let's talk about CultureCon, because this is a big part of sort of setting those attentions, not only learning what needs to be done, but regrouping and saying, where have we been, where are we going? Vani, this is only the second year of CultureCon. Tell me where the idea came from.
Well, it was really twofold. So one, we were going to a lot of conferences, and a lot of them work in their way, right? But we were going to a bunch of breakouts, and we realized that a lot of times it wasn't professional facilitators. It was just professionals talking about their business, which sometimes is great, but a lot of times it doesn't really give you the things to do, right? It gives you things to think about, which is great. And that's why most of the time people leave with the sugar buzz, right? The sugar high, and then they get back and it kind of falls apart in no time flat. And then we also saw that people were having divergent experiences. They weren't together, really. You were going to this thing, I was going to that thing. And we wanted to bring people together. So we wanted something that had real energy behind it, where people had a similar experience, so that when you left, you could leave with somebody and say, man, I really love when they said this thing. You know what we should do? We should do this, and talk about what they could do. The other piece of it was is that we've always had a problem with the idea of importing so much talent to do these type of things. And a lot of times we don't raise our people up here. We don't give them a stage or a place to develop themselves so that when they go out in the world, we get to share our perspective of things with the rest of the country. Because I think we do a lot of things right. And I want us to be able to share it with the rest of the world. And so there wasn't those type of opportunities. And so we said, we want to create a stage where 90% of the time it will be people from our region. Now, sometimes there's niche knowledge where you have to get somebody from someplace else. But most of the time, we got that homegrown talent here. And we want to make sure that we lift our people up and give them a stage. And they shouldn't have to wait for somebody to see the value in them. And we wanted our speakers and our presenters and our great people in the community to know that we see them and we appreciate them and we want to give them a stage.
And also, if you're that person who's got the stage, you know, the people you're talking to, you know, you might see them at the grocery store, too. So you better show up with your best game, right? You can't just get on the plane and go to the next town.
And that's the person you're in traffic with. That's the person that's coaching your child. That's the person who's, you know, who might be taking care of your grandparent. A better you is better for everybody, right? Which is the theme of this year. The culture matters. And so when we have our people who care and who are incentivized to do their best, you're always going to get a best product in my mind.
Jen, talk a little bit about this idea of, you know, when you look at what's happening in First National Bank, but then also all these people go home at the end of the day and have lives and, you know, volunteer, have families. What do you see the ripple effects of kind of dealing with the employee experience as it translates to what turns out to be a community experience?
Absolutely. This is a movement that's bigger than a day. It's not an event. It's an actual way in which we're going to continue to raise our children, and the best self is when we show up at work. And so it's really, that movement is really, this is a day to put some energy behind it and create that newfound momentum of a crazy few to go out and carry and champion that culture forward. It certainly is the voice of the leaders that we desire, that we want to attract, that we want to retain. And it's the power of what CultureCon is and stands for, I believe, is just so robust, with a deliberate group of individuals who are, no kidding, looking to change the course of history. So it's our opportunity to pull the future forward. And once again, everyone is required to lead from the moment they're born. Every waking breath is a choice to make a change and a difference in the world. And so how dare we not look through those lenses of being the champions that are creating our everyday environment. And that culture is not something that HR is responsible for. It's something that each of us show up as those culture beings within our organizations to champion the way in which we know we can be better together, really pulling that future forward.
Those are big words, Vani. Right. Changing the course of history, really being your, you know, being the leader that you were since birth designed to be. We don't always hear those kinds of messages at work.
No,
and maybe ever.
Ever.
You might hear it on YouTube, but
right. We don't think it's for us.
We don't think it's thank you. That's what I'm getting at.
Other people create the history, and then we benefit from it, right? But that's. That's insane to me, right? We have an opportunity to change how the world works. Our belief statement at Think3D is we believe that we could better the world by improving the way people live through improving the way people work. It's a really, really big goal, but it's a practical approach. You spend most of your time at work. That's what affects your mood most of the time. That's what sends you home to your family. So if we can address that, if we can start to change that, then that changes everything else. And the more people we empower, the more people we say, listen, we don't have conversations about can't. That's just a silly conversation for us. We have conversations about how. Of course you can do it. The question is, how do you do it? And whether or not you're willing to do it. You could do anything you're willing to do. Not anything you want to do. You could do anything you're willing to do. And for us, in this case, like, we're willing to do it. We're just not scared of it, because I'm more scared of not doing it. Right, of just having my happiness be tethered to someone else's choices or someone else's decisions and not having a seat at the table. I am addicted to being in the room. As a young man, as a young man of color, as a young man that was a transplant, as a young man in the Midwest, I realized that once I started to get in the rooms, my voice wasn't present. And some of the decisions that were being made weren't in my best interest or on my behalf. And I realized how important it was for me to be in the room. And that's even represented in this particular lineup, all-female lineup of some really amazing women, to be able to say, we have to take the novelty off of this. This is not... It's interesting because it's just where we're at, but it shows how much further we have to go. There shouldn't be any novelty on that. People should want to be involved. They should want to stand and be counted and say, this is how I feel about my community, and this is where I want it to go.
Jen, that reminds me of something Sheryl Sandberg used to say in her book, Lean In, which was about being around a table and inviting another woman to come sit at the table, and how often people would say, oh, no, I'm good over here in the corner. And then she would take them aside afterwards and say, if I invite you to the table, you should pull up a chair to the table. And that is something that she felt women needed to hear, but I think a lot of people need to hear. If you're invited into the room, if you're invited to the table, and maybe even if you're not, you should show up. Jen, talk a little bit about showing up in developing a culture at work, in leadership, and really in your own life.
Well, there's a defining factor, right? You must choose that. And at the bottom of, or again, you wake up as a leader every day with choices to make. So you must choose to put yourself in experiences that may sit outside your comfort zone, but have that commitment to just continually evolving yourself. And as you evolve yourself, you're evolving others alongside you. It's in that pursuit of being a better leader, human, for not only yourself, but everyone around you that you impact. And I think that's the experiences that we live through. And it's a mentality that through that powerful thinking of your belief systems, choosing to be victorious, which creates the behaviors that helps us achieve the results and become who we want to be. So it's really putting it out there and saying, this is where I want to go. I'm okay. Trailblazers have scars. I know I'm going to show up, and there are going to be times that things don't turn out. There are going to be times that my voice may not be heard as I intended it to be, but it just causes a pause long enough for you to reframe. And I've always said, you know, a setback is an opportunity for a comeback, right? So how am I going to now look at the world differently in order to be able to best relate and bring others along through the influence I have, not necessarily the power in the seat that I hold.
Mm. And Vani, you talked about CultureCon as sort of a single track. Everybody's going to have the same experience. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to be. Tell me about the energy of that day itself.
Yeah, well, first of all, if anybody knows me, they know I'm an energy guy. I don't really fall into the conventional spectrum too much. And so for me, I need that. I need to be around people with good energy, and I like creating that energy. But most of CultureCon is tables, right? So we want to make it comfortable for the individual to make sure they feel welcome. But we really invited a lot of people to come with their teams. So you have the same experience, and when you leave, you've had it together. So even there, you can start the work. We have a thing we call paint a wall. And essentially what that is if I give you a paintbrush and some paint, you may or may not paint. But if I can get you to paint a wall, if I can get you to start, the likelihood that you come back and finish it is much, much, much greater. So with us, by setting it up with these great speakers that we have to get them there with the energy and that knowledge, and then we do the workshop piece of it where we really get you working in it, right? So when you leave, you're starting something. You get to put in that meeting, that follow-up meeting before you leave, mm-hmm. so that something actually gets done. That's what we're about. Knowledge is good, but it's not as good as knowledge applied. Right. And so that's what we want. We want people to apply this knowledge. Then the other piece of it is we have a mixed audience. It might skew a touch younger, but we have a really mixed audience, and the energy is electric because people want to feel good. But oftentimes we create these environments that subdue people's energy, that says, hey, sit here, eat your lunch quietly, do this kind of thing. And what we're saying is the exact opposite. When we told all of our speakers, anything that you felt weird about doing someplace else or you didn't feel confident, we want you to do it here. We want our participants to be able to say, get up and go to another table and talk to somebody, move around, feel good. Let's get music in here. Dance if you want to dance. People aren't judging you because everyone here is here for a better life. We're supporting that. We want more courage. We want more openness. We want more people being themselves. And that energy is addictive, and it's attractive. And I think that's what people really enjoyed about Culture Con. And what we want to do is just earn that trust, earn that loyalty to be able to bring people back year over year to feel that. But it's not enough that it's a day, like Jen alluded to. We can feel this good every day. Mm. Not all the time every day, but we can feel this good on the whole every day if we make it our goal. If we say this is what we deserve and this is what we demand more. Mm.
Tell me about the day and who some of those speakers are. And let's talk about people signing up. So are there still openings or is it still sold out?
Well, we have 24 seats left, I believe. So that's just a couple tables, seven to a table. I really encourage people, if you can hear my voice right now, go get a ticket right now. This is going to be great. As far as the speakers, we have some wonderful speakers. Obviously, we have Jen Reese, who is amazing. We also have Lisa Brower, who is trained in the Brené Brown program. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about vulnerability and courage, that's going to be amazing, and she's wonderful. We also have Trisha Dawn from Wellness 365. And as she talks about, you know, that health, that how we have that balance, right? That's really important. And then also we have Kira Kimball from MMA or Marshall McLennan Agency, and she's amazing as well. She's given us that that other practical look of how this works in the business, how we make it practical. So we have two people from major organizations in the community talking about from a practical approach how to make this, and then we have people talking about from a development approach. And then we come in and we back clean up after these wonderful women that are going to set the groundwork and make sure that we leave everybody pumped with something to do.
Right. Jen, tell me an idea of what you're bringing to the conference. What are some of the themes that you'll be talking about?
Absolutely. So we're really going to be looking around the power of pursuit. And when you have a mindset around that pursuit as a leader, and yes, again, we are all leaders, we must be committed and stay purposeful on that hot pursuit of being victorious in creating the culture that we want and desire, and really giving them the tools to enable them to walk away with what they can do at that moment in the next hour. And when they show up back at work, I always say I grew up on a farm, and I said, don't go back and spook the herd, but go back and make the change, right? Go back and have the discipline to connect this to the organization's values. And I am proud to say how impactful it is when you can help create those connections, and it starts becoming the language in which is the everyday common language in the organization. It matters.
Tell me a little bit, Jen, how you got your start. I mean, was there a time that, because this is the kind of, you know, you have the kind of job that, you know, maybe you didn't realize existed when you were in, you know, ninth grade or 11th grade. People were asking what you want to do with your life. How did you end up sort of leaning into an area where you're talking about leadership and coaching and consulting and, you know, employee experience?
Absolutely. So I believe in the power of great mentors and coaches in my life. And a mentor once told me, prepare yourself for opportunities you do not know exist, which has been a mindset that I've kept at the forefront. My entire career, I have to say, I was very blessed by having a 25-year military career with our very own F-16s in the South Dakota Air Guard, and those opportunities alone to deploy with and see through the different lenses of just how we across the 54 states and territories interact and how we deploy together and what it means to have those core values that help keep your true north. And then looking at not only how do we create that transformational experiences by giving people the gift of self-awareness and creating moments for them to lead and see and build their confidence. So that path helped set me straight, but education also was a great balance for me. And I've been surrounded with, again, just incredible experiences and opportunities to grow and amazing people to help lift me when I couldn't see it for myself. So I won't say it's easy, but it's been worth it, and extremely proud to be able to serve our community, one at the First National Bank in Sioux Falls, which I can't speak enough volumes around the incredible culture they have built and that we are sustaining and preparing for the future, but then also by the interactions such as with teammates and those thought leaders like Bonnie and Tamian and so many others that are going to be on stage with us that day and in the room to really have those conversations that will take us to the next level.
So we've talked, Bonnie, a little bit about changing the world and a little bit about changing just, you know, the outlook on your day. What about the South Dakota economy and the impact that, you know, businesses who are really focused on culture can turn around and have, you know, things about like workforce development and, you know, some of the things that we are concerned about, economic growth in the state of South Dakota. What do you think those ripple effects can be? What have you seen and what are you hopeful for?
Yeah, we're starting to see significant changes, but this is such a great opportunity, right? Obviously, we're feeling some pain right now, especially our farming community, our ag community, all of those things that are happening, and obviously with workforce. And ultimately, it's a good problem to have, right? There's jobs available and those type of things. But I think what we're realizing now is that culture is currency, right? The experience that people want to have, particularly our younger people, want to have, it goes deeper than the paycheck. Listen, when you listen to any radio, right, or you listen to any advertisement, no one's saying, hey, we pay better than anyone. No one says that. What they say is we pay competitive. So essentially we're saying we pay the same way everybody else does. Well, if you pay the same way everybody else does, what differentiates you? It's the culture. If you're an employee, you're always going to be on the short end of the stick if it's just a money conversation, because someone can't pay you what you produce, because if they pay you what you produce, there's no profit. So the basics of how economics works, it's set up so that you come in with a little bit less value. But how do we make that up? The value is in the culture. The value is in how you feel. The value is in what you learn, how you're being developed, the people you get to be around, the things you get to do, the impact that you get to make. Culture is currency. It may seem like a soft word, but it's a real one, because what we know is doing good is good business. If you're a solid individual, you're putting back into your community, you're putting up that beacon of what it means to be in this family, right? Not like a family, because like means not. We're talking about for real, the real thing, right? And we can have that. And the companies that are reaching for that are seeing the success, and they're seeing people find them. They're not necessarily always having to be on the hunt, because people are looking for them. They're hearing about it. Their employees are having lunch with their friends saying, hey man, it's great here, I love it, you need to put in the app. That is what's gonna kick us up. And that's not just in the employment piece of it, but that's in the residential piece of it. We see what happens when our downtown gets more developed. We see what happens when you have a Levitt and you have that energy and electricity and community. You can feel it. That's where we have to put our investment. It seems counterintuitive because of how we've always done it, but at the end of the day, the things that makes you want to be at a place, the things that makes you want to follow a person or lead a people, is that connective tissue. It is those intrinsic values. And I think we're starting to get it, but we got to double down on it, and we got to do it ASAP.
All right. CultureCon is Tuesday, October 29th. That's Tuesday, right?
That is correct.
All right. Tell us where people give the website and where do people sign up?
Yeah. So they can go at CultureConSF.com, or they can follow us as well on Let'sThink3D.com. But they're going to want to get those tickets right now. We are about sold out.
All right. Vani Harari with Think3D. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer Reese, Chief Employee Experience Officer at First National Bank in Sioux Falls. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, team.